it all. 20 years ago, one or two different sources of media, New York Times, BBC, but now all of you guys, you're creating content almost certainly through Twitter or your blogs or whatever, and the thing is, I kind of want to read it all, but so I'll try and be doing some work, I'll be writing a report, I'll be on email, and then I'll go onto the web to get a bit of data, and then I'll click on something, read an interesting blog, interesting article, and then before I know it, I'm kind of here, and I love lolcats, they're what the internet was invented for, but they kind of just suck time up, like 99% of the internet. So I've unsubscribed from every blog I read, simply because 60% of them, or in fact all of them, are only 60% relevant, even the best ones, not all of them are 100% relevant. So I trust that you guys, through emails and through Twitter, the right information will get to me eventually. So I kind of trust that without me having to go and find it, it's kind of get out there. The problem is we're biologically hardwired to take note of every single piece of information. Whether it's the sound of a twig that says there's a saber-toothed tiger around the corner, or a smell of a berry bush that tells us there's food. But we can't stop taking enough on. And so it's why we become obese, because by a lot of, evolutionally, we're actually like that far away from needing food on every single second of the day, but actually we've got more food than we'll ever need. I'm indulging in something now which I call black spotting, which is finding cafes that don't have Wi-Fi, so I literally can't get on the web. It kind of forces me to actually do work, don't have any choice. And it's brilliant, you'd be amazed at how much work you get done. So I kind of switch off. It's estimated that for every digital interruption, whether it's a ping of an email or a Twitter, you lose 4 minutes of concentration. 15 little notifications an hour, and that's 15 over the course of a day, that's a whole hour of your day gone in concentration terms. So if you're like me, if you have ill discipline, take some time, find a room, find a Wi-Fi black spot, and you'll be amazed at how much work you just plow through. Whether you know, you can upload it when you get back online, don't worry about that. Another trick I do, a couple of weeks ago I ran Berlin Marathon. Now I've been deciding that I thought I wanted to run a marathon several years ago, but I just never got around to it. I keep going, yeah, I'll do it, and I never get around to it, whatever. So I just said to my mate Doug when I was running around the park one day, we're going to do it, and that was it, I publicly committed to it. Another thing I did a couple of years ago, I did a 100-kilometre non-stop charity endurance walk, the equivalent of here to Carmarthen, in 24 hours non-stop, all because I kind of casually said on an internet forum it sounded like a bit of a good idea, which in retrospect is stupid, but it's the most amazing thing I've ever done. So another thing I'm trying to do is declutter my life, just because I don't want to have all this rubbish. I don't need it all, for environmental reasons, for personal reasons, so I'm just trying to get rid of it all. These guys, I've in the last year I've bought one thing, as far as I'm aware, one thing that I didn't need. Now I'm not a Buddhist, but these guys have got it right in terms of approaching the way you deal with possessions and the actual need and the effects they have on you. Every time you buy something, it has an emotional, physical, environmental, ethical impact on you. You have to think, how many hours did you have to work to buy in order to purchase it? How many units of carbon were produced? Sweatshop, will it really make you look cooler? And I don't want to live in a space like this. I don't want nothing. I want records and books and CDs, but those things mean something to me. They're not just like detritus that's just crap that's built up. So, as I say, I'm not an expert, but these guys are. These are two books, Enough by John Nash and Stumbling on Happiness by Daniel Gilbert. Both brilliant books. If you want to simplify and have a happier life, I strongly suggest reading them. And I think that's my last slide.
I'm all about the data. I mean, through the data,